And any tips you need to pass on, or would you rather just sit back and...
Only tip anyone needs for a career, be any good. That's all. Yeah. Be any good. Yeah. Otherwise, people say you weren't any good, so be any good. That's all I say to anyone. Do you know, I only occurred to me the other day, Johnny, that I did my very first ever radio with you.
You're joking,
no,
wasn't it?
No, when we used to be at GLR, at the London BBC station, and I was being shown around, and they said, and they were advertising me, and I was actually in to do a meeting, and they said, well, go on, go in and do a little two-way with Johnny Walker, who was sitting in there, and I did, and I came in. You're going to remember this. And I came in, and... you said I've got some fellow who's going to be doing it and looked at me quizzing his hand. Is this him?
Who's this oi?
And I did a little thing, blah, 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 and I introduced an Aswad record. You said, go on, then introduce the next record. And I came round, you said, pull that lever, and the very first radio I ever did, something like 3 or 4 years ago.
Amazing.
But yeah, that was the very first radio I ever did with Johnny Walker. Fact. Well, kind of. No, Emma Floyd, actually.
Because the industry was buzzing the other day. Your friend, Mr. Marshall, from the down the road.
Yeah. Not the choir Marshall.
No, Mr. Andrew Marshall.
Oh, Andrew Marshall.
That's,
yeah.
That music chat you had with him.
Yeah, this is the fellow who, I don't think it's a secret anymore in the business. I was approached by another, a would-be network that's coming on the air soon. They said, listen, what we'll do, we'll get the Bakester to do our morning show, because we've heard the one he's done. Of course, I said, see this flea, see this ear, but the fellow who approached us has since been replaced, I understand, but there it is.
That's it.
So I understand, allegedly.
Well, by our friend Richard Skinner.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. Ours is coming
up. Who did his last GLR the other afternoon.
Resigned on the air?
Yeah, that's right, mate. I'm off.
Do you know, this is... I'm sorry to get bogged down in minutiae here, but do you know I once resigned on the air and...
We're here.
GLR in London said, this is it, it's the last show. I've come back to... They said, no, you've got two more to do. So I came off the air and came back the next week and said, listen, all this chat about there being no more shows. Yes, I thought, I misjudged my leaving show by 2 weeks. So if ever I do...
Well, you're very lucky to get one because it's rarely happens in radio.
What? When you say...
Well, because you're going to leave and you talk with the boss and you say, I'd like to work out the notice sort of thing. And they say, well, actually, you've done your last show. It was this morning. That's not normally happens,
Because
they get a bit worried about the fact that you might dredge up a bit of...
Of course. You know. Yeah, because we're very acrimonious and bitter people DJs could be. It's 9:14. Who'd you say, Vic?